Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. My pleasure to continue to be with you. You're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our buddy Kirk Chaffetz back in the back in the building, so to speak. Kirk is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust, a good friend of mine and yours, whether you know it or not. He's the president of Story Worldwide. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's an award-winning journalist and one of the smartest guys I know. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Well, God bless you, Jim. Those are the nicest things anyone's ever said about
me. Well,
you.
Your mom just emailed that over to me, and I just read what she says. No, that's not true. Thank you for being here. It's good to have you here. And Kirk, I wanted to run some things by you that I've been talking to some other Brain Trust members about, and some things I've been thinking about. I'm trying to get us prepared for the next recovery and the next, hopefully, the next expansion. This is my seventh recession, as you know, and as we've talked about before. My first one was 1969, and I was just a kid, but I was working, and in every other one of these recessions, when we came out of them, all that happened was the business slowed down, basically, and came, you know, we had some financial, economic problems, marketplace problems. But then when things picked up again, people just kind of went back to work, and they walked back on the job, and they said, oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, yeah, the bathroom's still over there. You know, oh, yeah, so-and-so still in that business, and blah, blah, blah. And we came right back to work and picked up all the stuff we used to know, worked perfectly for the next few years.
Right.
I think that's not going to be the way this time. It was a little bit like that in the last recession, after the dot-bombs and all that. It started that way. But I think that we're going to find out that 09 is a buffer year between the way we used to do business and the way we're going to do business. What do you think?
I think you're right. And I think it's sad to a certain extent because the realities are shifting toward, I think, a permanent lower level of expansion in the United States.
Explain what you mean by that.
Well,
you have less prospect. You think we'll have less prospects than before?
Yes. I mean, look. First of all, I have no crystal ball. All I know is what I see happening around me in business and what I'm reading. But I do believe that we're at a moment when globalization, which was mostly our creation,
right?
The modern globalization of the economy, is catching up with us. Where we have created competitors for ourselves, not necessarily a bad thing, where the level of wages is much lower than the level in the U.S., where competition is much sterner, and we have not kept pace, on the other hand, with the steps we need to make in education to let innovation drive our prosperity.
Completely agree.
And so with innovation falling off the charts in this country and with competition on the rise throughout the developing world,
right?
We're in bad shape at the moment.
China has more advanced placement students than we have students.
Right, and I've seen some of those statistics.
And so that's, I think that's connects with what you were saying.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's only a couple of ways to right to dominate a market. One is you produce the best stuff at a competitive price. We're losing our ability to do that, especially on the competitive price side of the ledger.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is to lead in productivity and innovation, so that you're constantly producing the things that nobody else can produce, that they haven't learned to produce yet.
Right.
And we're falling behind on that as well. And at the same time, I think the world economy is changing structurally to make it much easier for other, for competition's broadened out. You're no longer competing with, you know, the store down the street.
Right.
You're competing with the storefront, the web-based storefront in South Korea.
Right, or Dakar, or someone, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So every business is a global business, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a different set of rules. Now, I think there
and and that's changing. We've got to go to a break here, Kirk. And that's changing. It's not changing the local dry cleaner or the local restaurant as much as it's changing, say, a manufacturer, small business manufacturer. But it is changing. There are things that are affecting the local dry cleaner, the local restaurant, the local repair shop that's going to be different about the future than it has been. Quick break, 20 till. Right back after these messages with Kirk Chaffin. Stay with us.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's the Platters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it for you. Lots of stuff. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever you time you have, whatever's on your mind under the small business sun. We've got something you can read or listen to. You can check out our Brain Trust members, which is about 1,500 of the smartest people on the planet with concerning small business, the largest community of small business experts in the galaxy. Not just on the planet, but in the galaxy. And, of course, you can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my free newsletter there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Kirk Chaffetz is with us, folks. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He's also the president of Story Worldwide, which is an international marketing and advertising firm. Kirk, we were talking a minute ago about globalization. And I have a thought about that. I wanted to run by you. One of the things that globalization is doing, which I think is a good thing for on many levels, and that is a byproduct of globalization is a growing middle class in a number of countries that are benefiting from globalization. What we know about middle class, as we've seen here in the United States, is middle class people are consumers. They buy stuff. They go to stores and they buy stuff, which generates economy. And as long as America, it may be a while before we get this middle class generated in some of these countries, but ultimately, as long as America's stuff, as you called it earlier, stays compelling, then this is a good thing, isn't it?
It's absolutely a good thing. If you follow, without boring too many people for too long, if you follow the history of civilization, you discover that concepts like the rule of law and democracy and capitalism, you know, all come about as a middle class comes into
right.
being.
And
our whole system is really based on the middle class that came into being in England,
right.
Around the 10th and 11th century.
That's right, with Henry II. And
mm-hmm.
As the English common law evolved,
exactly, and then the Magna Carta is the great
right.
expression of that, and so middle classes are the stabilizing, commercializing, if you will, forces of world society, and it's true everywhere. And of course, one of the worries about the United States has been that the middle class has been under such stress in this country for a couple of decades now, that's been a somewhat destabilizing force in this country.
But isn't that also because we've been converting from a major corporate workforce to more of a decentralized small business workforce?
I think that's part of it. Again, I think it goes back to the globalization of our economy.
And isn't ultimately that a good thing?
I certainly believe so. I believe that small business is a much more positive force in our economy than
yeah.
big business. I think big business has nearly destroyed us, in the last 2 years. We have a great example
mm-hmm.
of the potential evils, excuse me, of big business. And frankly, I think big business has corrupted our politics. I would like to see big business out of politics in the way that the millions that big businesses have to spend on lobbyists and
mm-hmm.
on bending the laws of the country.
You mean like Countrywide's influence on Capitol Hill, which recently has been reported more on?
That would be one of
yeah.
them. Although I am not. In particular, familiar with that one.
Well, it's just where the Countrywide CEO said that members of Congress, a couple of senators particularly, absolutely did know that they were getting sweetheart deals on their loans.
Right, this is the former regime before
yeah.
Bank
mm-hmm.
of America bought
right,
them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Countrywide.
Absolutely. I hesitated a moment because
yeah.
Bank of America is a client.
Yeah.
So
no.
I wanted
no.
To be a little
no,
careful.
This is historical information. Yeah. No. But
right.
but the thing is, but. One of the things I've been thinking a lot about lately is what I'm calling the decentralization of power in the marketplace going forward. That's as big businesses lose some credibility, as they cut their ranks down, as they've done, and I believe they're going to do more contracting now. But then this is what's happening, Kirk. If you look at the history of our marketplace over the last 30 years, the more companies cut and out downsize and right-size, the more it creates contract opportunities for small businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. And I think if that continues to happen, this will ultimately, there'll be so many of us that it's going to decentralize the power in the marketplace. What do you think about that?
I think that's a real possibility. I also think that what is happening in communications is really supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
That we have a massive democratization, if you will, of the ability to publish
and share ideas.
Yes,
and communicate instantaneously.
Right. So mm-hmm. it used to be that you had to have $1 billion and own a network,
right,
to talk to millions of people.
That's right.
At this point, as one of your followers on Twitter, I can attest that you potentially have the same power that NBC or MSNBC or Fox
right.
have. You can command for the right subject
and
a
with
global
much,
audience.
And with much greater principles and charm and aplomb, right?
That goes without saying.
Of course, yes, exactly. Hey, Kirk, give us your website, please.
The most fun website is postadvertising.com.
I love that one, too, by the way. Post Advertising, folks, check that out when you get a chance. Kirk's book is called Thinking Inside the Book. Inside the Box, I'm sorry. His book is Inside the Box. And we'll be right back. Tintail, stay with us.
I was a dandy, yeah, my kind.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. The small business advocate, Kirk Chaffetz, is our guest and our good friend, a longtime very valuable member of our brain trust. Kirk, give us that website again, please, where you want us to go.
Postadvertising.com.
Let's check it out. What we find
all
one when we
word.
Get there?
Hmm?
What do we find when we get there?
What you'll find is a very lively blog site where members of the staff, the strategy staff of Story Worldwide, which is my company, are talking about advances, interesting features of advertising, marketing, and communication. So it's a media site. But I think it can help a lot of people understand how to take advantage of what's happening in modern communications to advance very small businesses on very small budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the real excitement
right.
in advertising these days.
Well, and I appreciate you making the investment in us at that level, at our level, Kirk. And folks, it's one of the reasons why we admire the work that Kirk does, and I hope you'll admire, we'll check out and admire their work as well. Kirk, we've been talking about the where things are going from kind of a 30,000 foot level, but I want to take us into orbit. I want to put us above the atmosphere a little bit and look down on planet Earth and talk a little bit about something else. There's something that I've been thinking about quite a lot since I learned about a guy named Frederick Bastiat. Basquiat was a 19th century economist in France, but he was also kind of a comedian. He loved sticking his eye in the mercantilists, sticking his finger in the mercantilist eye, and you know they were the ones who tried to protect everything, the protectionists, but he said something that I'm going to paraphrase just a teeny tiny bit for 21st century language. He said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I believe what you and I have been talking about, the decentralization of the power in the marketplace, if we can make that happen with small businesses, not just in the United States, but around the world, with the social media tools that you and I have talked about in the past, and that you're spending a lot of time on, and I'm spending a lot of time on these days, you add all that together, and the growing middle class seeking liberty and self-determination, doing business across oceans, that's going to be a peace dividend, I believe, that our great-grandchildren will benefit from.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think we see it. I think on the hopeful side, Jim, my view of a lot of the things that we see in the world that frighten us the most these days, the increasing isolation and paranoia of North Korea, for example,
right,
the increasing repression in Iran,
right,
where they have made such moves to try to oppress their own people.
But those guys are anomalies these days, aren't they? Really?
Well, they're
loud anomalies.
They are, and I think these are could be viewed as the dying gasps of these hyper-nationalist movements, because the world is finally encroaching on their borders in the form of communication and commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't run a vicious little dictatorship anymore in isolation. Those are the forces, I think, that are the most hopeful in the world, and they are the forces that you speak of every day, the power for good of a small business trading internationally, the power for good of people communicating globally on a computer from their own backyards, all of those things.
Look what Twitter did in Iran.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
In the last 2 months.
And I tell clients who try to dismiss so-called social media as a passing, fad and as of little importance, I talk about Iran. Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is where Twitter powered a national movement and still is.
Yeah. I tell people that social media, which, as you know, I prefer in the business application to call online customer communities, but that one thing is a craze, but it's not a fad.
Exactly. This and what I tell clients is, to use shorthand, this ain't going away.
Right.
this is part of a long movement toward the democratization of the power to publish that
right,
began back with the cave paintings and has advanced through the printing press to finally Twitter and Facebook and blogging and the web,
right,
where anybody can be a publisher, and frankly where every business that wants to thrive has to be a publisher.
That's exactly right, no matter how small you are. Hey, Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you.
PostAdvertising.com, is that right?
That's it.
Okay, thanks. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. Thinking Outside the Box is his book as well. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.